Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our yearly roundup of all the weird news that has happened in 2023. I'm back today with a few more weird tales from the year just past. This isn't your usual news roundup. This is strictly the stuff that makes you go, "What?" As quite frankly, the regular news is far too depressing and genuinely terrifying. So instead, we'll be exploring a few lighter, weird and wonderful stories that may have not made it into the regular newspaper. Now, that's not to say that these stories don't dally with the dark side, because they most definitely do, but there's also some light-hearted strangeness too. But don't worry, if anything is going to be hideously awful, then I'll give you a heads up first. So with the disclaimer out of the way, let's jump into August. Before we kick off today's stories, if you're new here, then hi, my name's Nikki, and I make podcasts, videos, and TikToks about all sorts of weird stuff. So if you're into that, which I have a sneaking suspicion you might be, then please hit subscribe so we can hang out together again. And if you're not new here, then welcome back, old fiend. Nice to see you again. Police in Nebraska were called to a strange situation on one of the city's highways when a traffic violation was reported to them. The officers responded to a call of livestock being moved unsafely in a vehicle, so they issued a call out to officers in the area who went to go and track down the truck. When the police managed to find the vehicle, it was obvious that straight away this wasn't a minor infraction. This was very obviously someone moving a fully grown adult bull inside their car. However, as it turns out, this isn't the pair's first rodeo. When the cops pulled over the car, they instantly realised that instead of the animal having been shoved into the vehicle, this car had been custom fitted to give the beast a comfortable ride. Lee Meyer has owned his pet bull called Howdy Doody for around 9 years, and the pair have been driving around in Madison County for a number of years. But one concerned onlooker hadn't seen the unlikely duo before, and so they reported them to the police. Understandably, the whole situation is quite a sight. The black and white bull, which has the most enormous curly horns, is a huge specimen, and it is quite a bizarre thing to see. As it turns out, this unlikely friendship started when Lee first bought Howdy Doody and he began working on modifying his sedan Ford car to fit the creature. The car has had the front half of the windscreen removed, so Howdy Doody can fit in standing up, and a securing fence has been put on the outside to stop him from falling out. The car itself has won many competitions, and Lee is proud of his work. Of course, with an animal which weighs quite a few tons, the car had to be reinforced to take his weight, but it now works as an albeit interesting-looking yet functional transporter for the Watusi bull. The video, which was captured of the police questioning Lee on the side of the road with Howdy Doody looking on, unfazed, managed to go viral overnight, and the best friend pair have gone on to have lots of interest in their story since. However, Lee, despite his attention-grabbing antics, doesn't crave the limelight, and so his wife Rhonda has been doing all his interviews for him. Here she is talking about the pair on News Channel Nebraska.
Well, I mean, do you want to tell us a little bit about yesterday?
Well, I get a phone call at work from my son wanting to know if Dad's in jail.
Oh, come on. A joyride can't put someone behind bars.
Because
right?
Someone sent this to him. And so, yeah, it just kind of went downhill from there.
Well, I want to know, first of all, how are you guys doing? How are you guys doing after that?
Oh, he's fine. Lee thinks he's a movie star.
Oh, well, he practically is. He is a big celebrity here in Northeast Nebraska now. I'm just genuinely curious, how long has your husband had Howdy Doody? Like, what's kind of the story behind him and his best friend?
He got him, I can't remember, it was 8 or 9 years ago. As just, he was like 5 or 6 months old when he bought him. And he has just been his friend and buddy, and he takes him out once a week and walks him in the road ditches along the highway. We live along the highway in Neely, and eats grass, and people stop and take pictures and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So this isn't his first rodeo.
I was going to say,
man, that is crazy.
People have been commenting saying how popular Lee and Howdy Doody are in parades, and they just see him around Neely all the time. And it's, and I guess, I think the question that everyone's wondering is, why is it blowing up now, you know?
Well, I don't know, because several years ago when he was going to one of the Verdigris parades, a guy from Lincoln put it out there on YouTube, and if you go to YouTube and put Watusi in a car or Longhorn in a car, there's a video of him going down into Verdigris to the parade, and it was clear overseas in England and Utah and Texas, and it was all over back then, too, so...
Man, wow. That's incredible. Well, I think it's awesome.
I think it's super cool.
So despite the whole to-do, or should that be to-mo, Lee and Howdy were only issued with a warning and told to go home and address those concerns before making a trip out on the road again. So I think in this situation, we can conclude that it doesn't matter who your best friend is. If you make the effort, you can transcend any barriers and move forward. In this case, quite literally. Have you ever heard a noise in the middle of the night and panicked about intruders? Well, what if you woke up and went to investigate to find a huge bear standing in your kitchen, helping himself to the contents of your fridge? Well, for those living in Lake Tahoe on the Nebraska-California border, their lives have become terrorized by a bear who has seemingly hacked the system. Tank, the enormous black bear, first started his breaking and entering antics back in February of 2022, and since then he has managed to enter a whopping 28 homes. But that's not all. Tank also has 152 reports of what the park rangers charmingly call conflict behaviour, which sounds like he's going to be pulled into an HR meeting to see where he can improve, rather than shot with a tranquilizer dart and relocated to the wilderness. Tank, which is short for his full name, Hank the Tank, is not the only unruly Ursus in the area. Two other bears were also caught breaking and entering, and so they were confused as Tank. But in fact, one of the other animals captured was an adult female who had cubs, and she was taking them into the houses she broke into with her, teaching them where to find the good stuff. So, unfortunately for animals like this that find a way to get exactly what they want, they will usually be euthanized by park rangers as they pose a danger to public life. But the residents of Lake Tahoe aren't stupid, and they didn't want this to happen. If you live in a forest, you're going to get bears, and the townsfolk are well aware of this fact, and they have rushed to Tank's defence when they heard that if found, he would not be relocated, he would be destroyed. So, as it turns out, Hank the Tank is actually a confab of three bears, plus cubs in the area, which have all learned the breaking and entering behaviour. However, they're no slobs. They've taken to vandalising the houses in the richer part of the neighbourhoods and taking advantage of unsecured rubbish bins. So with the public outcry, the intentions of the wildlife rangers has now changed, and instead of euthanising the disruptive creatures, they'll be capturing them and relocating them to rehabilitation centres and sanctuaries. I can only conjure up a picture in my mind of bears all sitting around in a therapy circle, promising they won't eat from rubbish bins anymore. I really hope it is like that. So far, the mama bear and her three cubs have been captured and moved into rehab, but the other two bears have proved to be a little bit more elusive to catch. But we know they're still around because one person had two pints of ice cream stolen and eaten. But to be fair, if I could blame that kind of midnight munching on a bear breaking into my house, I would too. So at least we're safe in the knowledge that the local community have managed to find a way to coexist with their ferocious furry neighbours, and to not just wipe them out. So that can only be a good thing for the future of the animals. So let's hope that the animals now have learned to behave themselves, and that they can resist their urges and bear to not break in for a midnight feast. Sorry, it's a very pun-laden episode today. Now, I have some exciting news for you all. I'd love to tell you about London Nootropics and their incredible adaptogenic coffee. Unlike my usual sponsors, I reached out to them personally because I was eager to share their fantastic products with you, and lucky for us, they agreed. I stumbled upon London Nootropics when I was battling post-COVID brain fog and was looking for something to help. I tried their adaptogenic coffee, thinking it might not do much, but it exceeded my expectations, providing the clarity I desperately needed. Since then, I've been a loyal subscriber. London Nootropics adaptogenic coffee blends are a game changer, designed to keep you balanced, focused, and productive. What sets them apart is the meticulous formulation for specific purposes throughout the day, from the morning kickstart with Flow to tackling the mid-morning slump with Mojo and post-lunch stress relief with Zen. They've got your day covered. Speaking with Zane, one of the owners of the company, I learned that the secret lies in their thoughtful ingredient selection. Dive into their website and you'll find transparent details about the origin of every compound, including lion's mane, rhodiola rosea, cordyceps mushrooms, CBD and ashwagandha. Prices start at just £15 for a mixed box of 12 sachets, which includes Flow, Mojo and Zen. And if you're like me and you love a good deal, their subscriptions offer a 20% discount. And here's a little extra for you too. Use code MACABRE for an additional 20% off. But wait, there's more. Enjoy free UK shipping on orders over £30. And yes, they ship internationally. Even Kim Kardashian is a fan. And if that's not a claim to fame, I don't know what is. As we're starting to head into the new year, you may have plenty of goals and resolutions you want to achieve in 2024. And I would suggest drinking London Nootropics as part of your daily routine, point number one on your list. Their adaptogenic coffee has honestly changed my life for the better, and I can't be without it nowadays. I recently went away for a few days and forgot to pack some sachets with me, and I definitely noticed a difference in my energy levels and just my overall get up and go. It really does work, and I love it so, so much. I literally recommend it to everyone, so make sure you get in on the hype. You won't be disappointed. Whether you're looking for a thoughtful gift or a personal pick-me-up, London Nootropics has you covered. Head to londonnootropics.com, use code MACABRE for 20% off, and treat yourself to a boost that's going to kick off 2024 with a bang. Thanks for letting me share this hero product of mine with you. Now, let's get back to the episode.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so continuing on with our animal theme, our last tale today takes us to a zoo in Tennessee where a very rare giraffe was born in August of 2023. The female reticulated giraffe shocked zookeepers when she arrived, as once her mum had cleaned her off and she was up and standing, they could see she was completely spotless. Now, I don't mean that her mum had done a great job of cleaning her up. I mean, she was completely devoid of the characteristic giraffe print, the animal's sport. Of course, with such a unique animal, the interest in the newborn was immense. This led to a naming competition, and as the creature is the only unspotted reticulated giraffe in the whole of the world, her name had to reflect this. The names which the public naming competition had to choose from were Swahili names, and their meanings are Kipeki, meaning unique, Farali, which means unusual or extraordinary, Shikiri, meaning she is most beautiful, and Jamela, which means one of great beauty. After a few weeks, the most popular name was Kipeki, and now she's been named as such. Any births for this particular species are always a bonus as they are endangered, but one as unique as Kipeki is a particularly interesting addition. And perhaps when she grows up, if she goes on to have her own calves, we'll see this lack of pattern replicated again, which may change the wild population in the future if any of them are released back into the wild. For the time being, Kipeki is bringing plenty of visitors into the Tennessee Zoo from all over the world to take a look at the one-of-a-kind animal, and every visit funds their vital conservation efforts with this species in the wild, which is amazing. Let's hope little Kipeki, who is already over 6 feet tall, continues to be an excellent ambassador for her species for many years to come and keeps raising funds for her ancestors in the wild. Thanks for joining me for that bumper animal special selection of weird stories. I hope you enjoyed them, and if you did, there will be more along soon, so make sure you're subscribed or following if you're not already to keep up with the series. If you like the show and what I make in general and you want it to continue, then please consider becoming a Patreon supporter like our executive Patreon producers, Amy, Christina, Christoph, Kate, Kevin, Lisa, Mary, Meg, Rose, Sally, Sam, Sarah, Teresa, Terry, V and Veronica, and all of our other patrons too. If you sign up to Patreon, you get access to my other podcast, Having a Problem, which is lots of silly historical-based fun, plus hours of other bonus content. If you'd rather just send a tip or a little Christmas gift from my Amazon wishlist, then I would massively appreciate that too, and I'll leave all the links in the show notes in case you want to check them out. An enormous thank you for even considering doing any of those things, particularly when I know things are tight for a lot of people, so it really does mean the world to me, and I'm always amazed people want to help me create this creepy empire that we can all call home, and it feels very good to know that you do, and I feel very much appreciated, so thank you very much. There's of course all the free things such as sharing the show around, telling your friends and reposting my social media posts, or leaving a 5-star review, and that's all more helpful than you know. Let's make 2024 the year I can do this full time, please. That's what's on the vision board anyway, and you are a huge part of that. Thank you for joining me for this episode. I've been Nikki Druce. Remember to stay spooky, and I'll see you ghouls next time for September.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.